Construction is set to begin this fall on a total remake of the old DeWitt Clinton. On Monday, Mayor Jerry Jennings helped take the wraps off a project he says goes hand in hand with other revitalization initiatives in downtown Albany and would complement the proposed convention center, which would become the hotel's next-door neighbor.
To be here today to finally see this historic property return to its roots and once again serve as a high-end destination for visitors of the state capitol is truly an honor. And it is historic in my perspective. When I was 18 years old, I used to bellhop here from 11 o'clock at night till 7 in the morning. And most of the people that rented were from across the street. And I'll leave it at that, okay?
Jennings, referring there to the state capitol, he heaped praise upon Governor Andrew Cuomo for his willingness to work with the city of Albany on various improvement projects, especially this one. The state's Upstate Regional Blueprint Fund will pump $4 million into the project. Marriott will build a $48.5 million hotel, transforming the old DeWitt Clinton building into a modern tourist attraction. Steve Obermeyer is CFO of BBL Construction Services.
It is an honor to be able to return this iconic building to its rightful place of greatness. We think this is a unique opportunity for the city of Albany. Our team at BBL Hospitality is excited to welcome Renaissance to the Capital Region for the very first time. It is Renaissance's model to renovate historic hotels to create a distinctive atmosphere that pairs the hotel with the host city.
Empire State Development President and CEO Ken Adams says Albany joins other cities in restoring downtowns to their former glory.
I'm just thinking of projects I just have seen in the last couple of weeks in Patchogue, the historic downtown of Patchogue in Suffolk County, downtown Syracuse. Some of you may be familiar with the revitalization going on, including hotel facilities in downtown Syracuse. Glen Falls is a story folks in the Capital Region are familiar with. And Buffalo, most notably, where, like this project, there's several hotel projects underway in downtown Buffalo, leveraging, again, private sector commitment and the confidence of investors and developers like those here behind this project in partnership with the state and local government to, again, restore these historic properties. The leveraging effect is very powerful. This project will take advantage not just of support from Empire State Development, but historic preservation tax credits and other forms of state and clearly local assistance.
100 permanent new jobs will be created. According to developers, the project will be finished in 2015. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.